From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
San Jose City Council today is expected to vote on an ordinance that would require gun owners to carry liability insurance, but not everyone is on board on this. We'll have more coming up.
A mall on the peninsula targeted again, where we're learning about this apparent smash and grab. Plus,
there is absolutely light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's not over yet when the World Health Organization says we'll be out of the emergency phase of the pandemic.
And a vital North Bay corridor threatened by sea level rise. How the public could play a part in a new vision for it in a matter of hours. Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 25th. I'm Lynn Keese.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Another cold start before the sunshine hits. We're going to start with Mary Lee with your forecast. Hey, Mary.
Hey, good morning to you, Amanda and Len. And we are looking at temperatures down to the 30s and 40s this morning. So bundle up. And as we head through the afternoon, sunshine and mild temperatures. Here's a live look with our South Bay San Jose camera. And right now in San Jose, you're at 41 degrees. 39 in Concord, Oakland, mid-40s, mid-30s in Livermore, downtown San Francisco, upper 40s. And freezing right now in Santa Rosa at 32 degrees. So I'm tracking low clouds and areas of fog as we start off our day in locations dealing with some dense fog. Petaluma near zero, 2.5 for Napa for the current visibility. And as we head through the day, expect clearing with that sunshine and those daytime highs, mid to upper 50s along the coast, around the bay, upper 50s to low 60s, and inland in the low to mid 60s with that sunshine this afternoon. I'm tracking some gusty offshore winds for today. I'll let you know the locations that have a better chance of seeing those offshore winds today, and we'll talk about our rain chances for the next several days, if we have any, coming up. Let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic. We do have some foggy conditions out there in those chilly temps.
Yeah, Mary, I've been looking at some of our live shots here of the bridges, Bay Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, and we are starting to see that fog just sort of settling in over the span here. Here's a live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Median lights were turned on just about 10 minutes ago, so we're going to definitely see some slow spots now across the upper deck heading into San Francisco. And those foggy spots, here's a look at conditions near the tower as you head on the upper deck over into the city. You can kind of make out a few cars there underneath that blanket of fog. Golden Gate Bridge dealing with the same thing here as well, dealing with that fog this morning, so limited visibility may be an issue along a 101 through Sausalito, getting to the Golden Gate Bridge, but travel time still looking okay for now. Back to you.
A live look now at San Jose. Today, the city council is set to take on an ordinance that would require gun owners to purchase liability insurance. KPIX 5's Austin Moran is in San Jose with the pushback this is already getting from some gun rights advocates.
Now, if this passes, it would put the city of San Jose as the first in the nation to require gun owners to carry liability insurance. Now, it would also require gun owners to pay an annual fee on their weapons. Take a look here. Under this, owners would have to keep proof of insurance and proof of the fee payment with the weapon at all times. They would have to be ready to show that to a police officer if asked. Penalties include impoundment of the weapon or a fine. Now, as for the fee, each household would have to pay $25 every year, and the fee would cover all firearms in the household. That money would be collected by and distributed to four separate nonprofits that provide services in regards to mental health, suicide prevention, addiction treatment, firearm safety training, and domestic violence.
We're asking gun owners essentially to give up five commercial cups of coffee a year to pay for the fine.
But that comment there not sitting right with some who are against this. Sam Paredes is the executive director of Gun Owners of California and says they'll be ready to file legal challenges.
Any abridgment of a constitutional right, any chipping away, no matter how small, is the beginning of the downfall of the Constitution and what rights really mean.
Mayor Sam Liccardo said they expect that there will be lawsuits if the ordinance passes. It would take effect in 6 months, but fees would not be collected until the legal challenges have been resolved. Now, City Council is expected to take this on at 6 o'clock tonight. In San Jose, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
And happening today in Contra Costa County, the Antioch City Council is expected to formalize a new ordinance requiring gun owners to disable or lock up their firearms at home.
I'm Ann McEvick at the Live News Desk, and we are waiting to hear more about a potential jewelry heist, a smash-and-grab robbery on the peninsula last night. Happened at the Tanforan Mall. The mall was open. It was about 7 p.m. when thieves targeted at least one jewelry store inside the shops at Tanforan there in San Bruno. Our photographer got some video of the aftermath. We know several glass cases were shattered. And again, we're going to be hearing more from police on this today. Now, speaking of smash-and-grab robberies, taking a live look at San Francisco, where a proposal on surveillance cameras is going to be looked at by the Board of Supervisors today. Right now, police aren't able to monitor cameras in real time, and that could have helped them solve several of these smash and grab robberies that we saw around Union Square over the past several months. So this is a proposal by the mayor. Of course, privacy advocates are concerned about a surveillance state, but this proposal could eventually leave it up to voters. We'll keep an eye on it. Back to you.
Ian, thank you. And happening today, three of the suspects who were arrested in a smash and grab at the Louis Vuitton in San Francisco's Union Square are set to appear in court for a pretrial hearing. Nine people so far have been charged in the crime spree. Five of the suspects appeared in court in November. A judge ruled two defendants are not to be released from custody, citing their extensive criminal histories.
New details out of the East Bay on westbound lanes on the Carquinez Bridge reopened overnight. They were shut down for more than 6 hours due to police activity. The CHP closed off the lanes just before 7 last night as they investigated the area. It's still not clear why it happened. We'll bring you the latest as soon as we get it.
Happening today, the booster mandate proposed by San Jose's mayor going for a vote before the full city council. Mayor Sam Liccardo's proposal requires boosters for city workers of about 7,000 people and the public in order to access big events in city-owned buildings. The order is designed to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission and hospitalization. In San Francisco this morning, the Warriors will host two free vaccine clinics at Thrive City today and Saturday. The times are on your screen and you can register online.
Meantime, the World Health Organization says the emergency phase of the pandemic could end this year. That's if at least 70% of the global population got vaccinated. As of right now, it's estimated that just over 52% have been fully vaxxed.
There is absolutely light at the end of the tunnel. Important that the pandemic is not over.
And this morning, the FDA has announced it is revoking the emergency authorization for two antibody drugs in the fight against COVID-19. The agency says the drugs from Regeneron and Eli Lilly do not work against the Omicron variant.
Happening today, Caltrans is asking for your input on what to do about Highway 37. The 21-mile stretch of road along the north shore of San Pablo Bay is sinking and could be underwater in a matter of decades. KPX5's Justin Andrews is live to explain what's going on here. Justin.
Amanda, thanks to rising sea levels, Highway 37 could be submerged in, like you said, a matter of years. This is a major 21-mile stretch between Marin, Sonoma, and Solano counties along the north shore of San Pablo Bay. Twice in the last 5 years, though, Highway 37 was forced to close because of flooding. When that happens, officials say detours are over 40 miles long. The entire roadway will have to be raised, and that will be a big project, officials say. So today, Caltrans will hold a public hearing to get ideas about what you would like to see when they eventually reconstruct the highway. Leaders say nothing is off the table. So ideas include express bus lanes, maybe a bike path. There's even interest by the state to run a smart commuter rail along the 37 corridor.
It's expensive, so it's a long-term plan, but I think there's a lot of interest. I haven't heard of people who are really against it. It's just like, when do you do it? How do you do it? How do you balance that with the need to improve the highway system?
We need to get that public part into the process right now so that we're looking at the right potential outcomes.
So timing is key with this. Transportation leaders say they don't want to wait too long. There's also a short-term fix that may lessen the flooding and make a more efficient traffic flow during the commute. The ultimate plan won't be cheap. It could be billions of dollars. Lynn.